ever imagine what we could glean like from a stack of those student introductions, you know, beyond the, hi, my name is, the stuff they like don't put on those little name cards.
It's like a window into their world, right? How they see things.
Totally. And in this deep dive, we're looking at introductions from students in Slovakia, Italy, and Spain.
Yeah.
Word clouds, dream jobs, all that. And honestly, some of the patterns are like surprisingly funny and insightful too.
It's wild how these patterns, you can tease out broader trends, you know,
mm-hmm.
about how young people see themselves, their place in the world, all of that.
Okay, so let's jump in. We started by making word clouds, right? And it turns out the most common verbs like play, go, and just plain be.
Mm.
And for adjectives, good, friendly, tall, short, strong, that kind of thing.
Seems like pretty standard teenage vocabulary at first, right? But when you really think about it, these words, they're all about fitting in, being liked, active, physical traits, huge at that age.
Makes you wonder, like, how much social media plays into that whole thing, huh?
Totally.
Speaking of fitting in, we looked at their dream jobs, too. Get this, pharmacist, programmer, and professional athlete, like, way up there.
Yeah, those are often seen as, like, cool careers, exciting, good money.
Yeah.
Makes sense with how much influence media has, tech too, these days.
Oh, absolutely. And then there are those unique ones, you know?
Yeah.
The ones that make you really stop and think. One student said they wanted to be a hairdresser.
Interesting. Suggests a different set of values, maybe. Creativity, personal connection, making people feel good. It's a good reminder that, yeah, there are these big trends, but each student brings something unique, their own hopes.
So we see these big aspirations, right? Exciting futures, success. But how does that line up with how they see themselves now? When we dug into their self-perceptions, things got interesting. Kind of a contrast.
Oh, for sure. Tons of self-described friendly and kind people. Speaks to that desire to be like we saw in the word cloud. But then you also see the flip side. Anxieties about being fat, short, ugly.
It's tough to see, honestly. Teenagers already dealing with body image stuff. Makes you think about all the pressure they're under. Social media, beauty standards, it's a lot.
Yeah, it reminds you that these aren't abstract issues, you know? They're living with this every day, and it makes you wonder, how do those anxieties about who they are now, how does that shape their dreams, the futures they imagine for themselves?
Trying to bridge that gap, right?
Yeah.
Between who they are and who they want to be.
Exactly, and that journey, that self-discovery, it's universal. Teenager in Slovakia, anywhere in the world, it's something we all go through.
It's so relatable, that desire to become the best version of yourself.
Mm.
But within all this, the anxieties, the common threads, did you notice any differences between the introductions? Like between Slovakia, Italy, and Spain?
Definitely. The Slovakian introductions, for example, tended to be a bit more, I don't know, reserved, focusing on hobbies, personal interests.
While the Italian ones were so vibrant, expressive, often emphasizing family, social connections.
And the Spanish introductions, they were interesting, kind of a mix of being introspective, but also ambitious. It's fascinating how those cultural nuances come through, even in writing.
It's like you can almost taste it, you know?
Yeah.
Those cultural influences, adding their own little spice to the mix.
Yeah, it's really something. And those cultural differences, they might give us some clues about the anxieties we were talking about. Like, did you notice anything about how students from different countries talked about their future careers? Especially when it came to, like, financial security.
Oh, that's interesting now that you mention it. Yeah. A good number of the Italian students, they mentioned wanting stable jobs. Even used phrases like, a good job that allows me to help my family. Stuff like that.
It's subtle, but it suggests that money, security, it's tied to family responsibility in that cultural context, you know? Whereas some of the Slovakian introductions, it was more about, I don't know, personal fulfillment, finding a career they're passionate about.
Like their version of success might be less about a big paycheck, more about just being happy.
Exactly. And it shows how these values, we get them so young, they can shape everything. Priorities, dreams. Makes you think about what we're taught, right? About what a successful life even means.
It's like we inherit these expectations about work, family.
Yeah.
What really matters in the end.
And those expectations, they're powerful. Shaping our choices, the paths we end up on. But it's not just culture, is it? We're living in a tech-defined world, and teenagers today, they're navigating all of that.
Oh, absolutely. Smartphones, social media, the whole nine yards. It's everywhere in their introductions.
And it's fascinating how they're dealing with this digital landscape. On the one hand, you see this incredible connection, online friendships, sharing their lives online, finding people who get them, share their interests.
It's like their world just got way bigger, you know?
Yeah.
In ways we couldn't have even imagined. But there's this other side too, a bit of anxiety bubbling under the surface.
For sure. We see concerns about cyberbullying, that pressure to look perfect online, even just the fear of missing out, keeping up with everyone else.
A double-edged sword, right? All this potential for connection, for being yourself, but also the pressure that comes with it.
Definitely. And that's a lot to handle, especially as a teenager, when you're already figuring out who you are, where you fit in.
Makes you wonder how all that online stuff affects their sense of self, right? When you're constantly seeing perfection, everyone else's highlight reel.
Yeah.
How does that impact how you see yourself, your own body image?
Big question. Researchers are still trying to figure all that out, honestly, but we do know social media can make those insecurities even worse.
Especially when it comes to body image.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of self-criticism in the introductions, how they look. It's hard not to see the link, right? Social media is obsessed with these unrealistic standards of beauty.
Like, they're internalizing that pressure, comparing themselves to these picture-perfect images and feeling like they don't measure up.
Which breaks your heart because they're already going through so much at that age. Learning to love yourself, feeling comfortable in your own skin, that's huge.
Huge. And it highlights how important it is to talk about this stuff. Body image, self-esteem, the influence of social media. It's not just about telling them, love yourself. It's about giving them the tools to navigate all of this in a healthy way.
So they can see that what they see online, it's not the whole picture. Behind those filters, the perfect poses, they're real people with insecurities, with struggles of their own.
Exactly. It's about media literacy.
Hi.
Helping them deconstruct those images, question the messages they're getting.
So they can decide for themselves what beauty means, not let social media define it for them. But it's not just the digital world on their minds, is it? These introductions, they showed a real awareness of the world's problems too. It felt like, what? Every other introduction mentioned climate change, inequality, you name it. You could just tell these global problems, they're weighing on these kids.
Well, it's their world, right? Growing up with this stuff constantly in the news.
Mm.
It's bound to shape how they see things.
One student said, I want to be a scientist so I can help save the planet. Like, that really got to me. They're carrying so much.
It's a heavy load. No wonder we see some, I don't know, cynicism, disillusionment creeping in. Remember that one? Life is hard, but it is beautiful.
Yeah.
There's this underlying resignation there. Poignant, but also kind of worrying.
Trying to balance that youthful hope with, like, how tough the world can be. It's a lot.
Totally. And you see that tension, hope, and despair in their dreams, too. On the one hand, doctors, engineers, entrepreneurs wanting to make a difference. But you also sense this uncertainty. Like, they're adrift, not sure which way to go.
It's that classic crossroads thing, right? Exciting future ahead, but also kind of terrifying.
Makes you think, what do they need to navigate all this? Not just from parents, teachers, but from society as a whole. How do we give them the tools, the resilience to deal with these big, messy problems?
Because it's easy to focus on the worry, the uncertainty. But these introductions, they also showed so much heart, a real desire to do good.
Oh, absolutely. Those small acts of kindness, wanting to help others make the world fairer. It's all there.
Like, they haven't given up on hope, on the idea that they can change things. And that's pretty amazing.
It really is. Reminds us that even now, with everything going on, they're still good. And these young people, with their idealism, their passion, they're a force for good in the world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, all these stories, the patterns, what have we learned? From their words, I mean.
For me, the big takeaway is simple. We need to listen to young people, not just hear, but really listen. Their hopes, fears, dreams. They've got a perspective we need.
They're not just the leaders of tomorrow, right? They're already shaping the world. It's on us to give them a voice, to support them, to help them build that future, the one they dream of.
Because in the end, their success is all of our success.
A lot to think about. This has been quite a journey, right? These introductions, all the hidden stuff, imagining the future these students might create.
It really has. Proof that the simplest words, they can hold so much truth if we just take the time to listen.
So, until next time. Keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep.